Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Let it bump, though. Sam Mines back with you. It is 10:09 in the Lehigh Valley, and the Pigs, well, they were obliterated tonight out at Coca-Cola Park by the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Final score of 13-0. The Pigs could muster only 5 hits in the entire game. And there's a bunch of highlights. They just unfortunately happen to all be Rail Riders highlights, as the Pigs got a whole lot of nothing going on tonight. They barely even had any non-1-2-3 innings. I mean, you look to the first inning, 1-2-3. Second inning, 1-2-3. Third inning, Justin Will Valentin hit a single, but Roman Quinn was quickly retired afterwards. The fourth, probably their best opportunity, as J.P. Crawford started with a single. Jorge Alfaro hit into a fielder's choice, but Jorge Alfaro got taken off the base paths by a pickoff, and then Cousins was hit by a pitch, and Rhys Hoskins, who unfortunately had his on-base and hitting streak come to an end tonight, struggled just like everybody else did. In the fifth inning, the Pigs had a leadoff walk by Williams. Perkins hit into a fielder's choice. Featherston flew out. Valentin got a base hit, but Roman Quinn could not do anything. In the sixth inning, the Pigs got a walk from Dylan Cousins, but that was it. In the seventh inning, a single and nothing doing. And then the eighth and ninth inning, the Pigs unable to muster much of anything. Meanwhile, on the other side, things went much, much better for the Rail Riders. And for the Rail Riders, it all started with the top of the second inning. And it began with Clint Frazier, who stepped up to the plate and gave the Rail Riders a 1-0 lead.
Now the pitcher swung on and ripped in the air, right field and deep. Perkins back at the track, looking up, and that ball is gone. Just over the right field wall, Clint Frazier has hit a bomb, and it's 1-0 Rail Riders.
Well, there's a lot more to come even in this inning from the Rail Riders, as Ruben Tejada would single, Mason Williams would single, Cito Culver would walk, and then Mark Payton would come to the plate.
All three lead. Ramos deal, swung on a ground ball to first, should be a double play. Hoskins fields to second for one. That's all they're going to get, John. Payton runs very well. And what a break for the Rail Riders. They don't get home. They don't get the force there. They don't get the double play, so the run comes in, and it's 2-0 and still just one man out here in the inning.
And the Rail Riders would take advantage of that break because the following batter, Billy Fleming, would come up with a big hit.
Playing in just his eighth game here, and Ramos delivers, swung on and served out towards right center field in the gap. This is trouble. It's going to drop down right in front of the warning track, and one hop the wall in right center. One run is in, Williams. Here comes Peyton Round from first. He'll score easily. Halting at second is Billy Fleming. Fleming peggies one into the right center field gap, and now it is 4-0 Rail Riders.
Well, that would end the second inning of horrors for the Iron Pigs. 4 runs and 4 hits for the Rail Riders. And then in the top of the third, things would only get worse from there. Clint Frazier walked, reached on an error. Ruben Tejada walked. Mason Williams then would come up to the plate.
And the pitch swung on, and this is hitting the air out to right. Looks like it might be deep enough. We'll see now. Perkins charges and fields. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it's going to be just offline as Frazier tags and scores, and the ball gets away from Alfaro, allowing Tejada to move up.
And immediately after the sack fly, Cito Culver came to the plate.
Way back and well gone. A two-run shot on the first pitch he sees from Perez with two outs here in the third inning, and Scranton Wilkes-Barre now leads 7-0.
So from there until the seventh inning, the Pigs were pretty much, you know, it was clean from there. It was 7-0, and, you know, the Pigs would attempt, but would be unable to get anything going. And then in the seventh inning, it would start with a Mason Williams flyout, but then Cito Culver would come up to the plate again.
3-2 now on Culver, who's had a two-home run series. Mark Payton awaits. Morgan looking for another scoreless inning, and he will deal 3-2. And the pitch swung on, tagged out to deep right field. Racing back Perkins. He's still going back, and this ball is going to be gone just over the top of the right field wall.
That would make it 8-0. And then in the eighth inning, the Rail Riders would really just tack on and, you know, just kind of add insult to injury. Quinn Frazier, RBI double.
The warning track. Quinn finds it before it gets to the wall, but coasting in the second goes Frazier. Around third, scoring easily is Fowler, and the Rail Riders have tacked on a ninth run on the RBI double by Frazier.
Then a Mason Williams RBI single.
Now the 2-2 swung on and ripped the other way. It is a base hit in front of the charging left fielder Featherston. Scoring from third is Frazier.
Then a Mark Payton RBI single.
Pitcher swung on a chopper through the middle, just over his glove, just over second base, a base hit. One run's going to score. The throw will go to second. Taking third goes Culver. Mark Payton dribbles one up the middle for an RBI single, and it's 11-0 Rail Riders.
And a Billy Fleming RBI single.
Swung on a ground ball, chopped through the middle, under his glove again and again. It trickles through over the bag and into center field. Another seeing eye single. And Billy Fleming's got a second ribby hit tonight. And the Rail Riders have gone up 12-0 here at Coca-Cola Park.
And then a Eddie Rodriguez RBI single.
Bases loaded. Pitch is swung on and grounded past the dive of Crawford. Another hit to center field. A run's going to score. They will hold the lead runner at third. They go station to station. And it's very rare to see Luis Garcia give up three runs in an inning here on the farm.
Well, that would be all the scoring in this one. I think the Rail Riders finally just, they ran out of hits. They ran out of runs. And maybe that's good news for the Iron Pigs as they wasted them all tonight in a game where they would only need one. And the Pigs will go on to defeat them tomorrow. But anyway, this is how it would come to a close tonight out of Coca-Cola Park.
And here is 1-for-1. Pitch is swung on and a slowly grounded ball out towards third. Charging and picking near the bag is Tejada. Fires a strike just in time to get the hustling Gomez. And the Rail Riders have taken game two of this series, shutting out the Pigs by the final of 13-0.
Well, not a good game for the Iron Pigs tonight. But the good news is, hey, it only counts as one loss. And so for the Pigs, a loss is a loss, and you can put it away and say, hey, we get a chance very early tomorrow morning. In fact, pregame starts tomorrow at 10:05 a.m., first pitch 10:35. So the Pigs are bringing the bacon for breakfast tomorrow. So, you know, this is one that if you're ever going to lose a game 13-0, let it be the one where your next game is 12 hours away because you don't even have time to think about it, stew on it. It is what it is. It ended. You got beat up by Scranton tonight, and, you know, you can immediately turn the page and look to the next day. Scranton, now a half game ahead of the Iron Pigs in the standings at 13-11. Pigs 13-12. 13 runs, 15 hits, no errors for the Rail Riders. For the Pigs, 0 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors. Only their second shutout of the year, both coming at the hands of the Rail Riders. 7 for 17 with runners in scoring position. 11 left on base for the Rail Riders. For the Pigs, 0 for 2 with runners in scoring position. They left 7 on base. Daniel Camarena, the win. He's now 3-0. 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Tyler Webb, 2 innings, 1 hit, 3 strikeouts. Tyler Jones, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 strikeout. Cesar Ramos, the loss. 2 innings, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, a walk, and a strikeout. Wander Perez, 3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. Adam Morgan, 2 and a third, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, a walk, and a strikeout. Luis Garcia, 2/3 of an inning, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. And Pedro Beato, 1 inning, no hits, no runs, and 1 strikeout. Time of the game, 2 hours and 55 minutes in front of 6,498 fans out at Coca-Cola Park on a colder night, 61 degrees with 11-mile-per-hour winds. So the Pigs fall 13-0, but like I said, go at it bright and early tomorrow morning, and we'll go for another rubber game win and another series victory as they try to take the Iron Rail series here at Coca-Cola Park 2-1. And they'll try that tomorrow morning.